亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。让我们一起聆听神赐给我们宝贵的话语。马太福音第六章第二十五节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们那一个能为思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来，他也不劳苦也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢去炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。读经到此。
谢谢江黎景弟兄为我们诵读神的话语。下我们请钟声泉长老来带贵众做牧导，之后我们请郭群佑牧师传讲信息，讲题是你父知道。
我们用点时间来祷告，如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来，不方便的我们就坐在原位上，我们一起来同心祷告。我们在天上满有恩典，满有怜悯，丰盛慈爱的阿爸父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你让我们早晨能够再次的带着生命气息来到你圣所中来敬拜，来朝见你。我们也更是感谢主，让我们在班安的教会，我们有一群年轻人，让他们能够在这里与我们一同的在灵里面来追求来长进。我们为这些青年人来感谢，也为着他们来祷告。我们知道虽然我们的人数不多，但是重要的就是我们在我们当中，我们有主你的真理来引导来扶持我们。求主坚固在青年团契的这一群弟兄姐妹的心，让他们在前面的路程继续的依靠你，仰望你，让他们就像他们今天早上一样，这样的来在他们短暂的人生当中继续的来歌颂来赞美你。不但是在这台前来歌颂赞美，更是借着他们的生命来歌颂来颂赞你美妙的圣灵。我们求主你帮助，因为就是一年将近，我们知道青年团的委员会这时候也在预备在策划明年的圣工，天父就求主你施恩带领，无论是接下来的会议或者是一些的安排，让这些都能够就绪。我们更是求主你帮助我们当中的这些青年人，让他们不但是能够领受你的话语，让他们也愿意遵行你的话语，无论是在他们的娱乐或者是他们在这个交异性朋友的事情上，让他们都能够真是遵着你的话语来行，让他们的所说所想所做的都能够荣耀你的圣名。天父，我们也纪念到我们教会当中的这些少年儿童。天父，我们知道我们当中这些少年人，好些他们已经考完试了，那 已经开始在度他们的假期，那些仍然在考试的，我们求主继续的加添恩典力量，让他们能够借着主的引领，在这样的一个考官当中来就是体验你的同在。那些已经考完的在度假的，天父，我们求主你帮助他们，让他们能够就是珍惜主你给他们的光阴，让他们真的是不荒废不虚度，让他们趁着这假期的时候能够更多的来学习你的话语，更多的来认识你。我们也求主继续的引领，在十二月中我们的这个少年的营会，这时候还在筹备的当中，天父，求主你带领这些报名的这程序，也求主带领我们筹委在筹备所需的求主你赐给我们所需的智慧，也更是求主继续的让我们在当中要用你话语来帮助少年人的无论是小薇姐妹，或者是微光执事，还有微亮执事，还有本身，天父你就帮助我们，让我们借着你的话语来教导，来帮助他们晓得怎么样按着主你的话语来过分别为圣的生活。天父，我们继续也要纪念到我们当中，我们知道我们多数都是年老的弟兄姐妹，天父，我们求主你帮助我们，让在我们在这就是年迈的日子的里面，天父，你让我们不会就是因为身体的局限，因为身体的病痛而我们灰心软弱，更是求主赐给我们有一颗坚定依靠你的心，在任何的光景里面，让我们真的是来时刻的依靠你，仰望你。我们所面对的困境，我们知道是既然主你容许它在我们就是容许它发生，你必定会赐给我们够用的恩典。因此求主你帮助我们，让我们真的是愿意体贴你的心意，愿意让主你来引领，借着这样来磨练我们的信心，也就是这样让我们更是能够向人，向众人，向我们周围的人，特别是我们还没有信主的家人亲友，来见证你的真实。天父，求主你继续的引领。主，早上我们要再次的打开你的话语来学习的时候，我们也求主你帮助你的仆人郭全佑牧师，让他在站在讲台上的时候，求主你的灵充满他，求主你恩膏他的口，让他在这里大有能力来为主你传讲你的这生命之道，让我们借着你的话语能够多得智慧力量来行走前面的道路。天父，我们也求主你帮助你的使女丽梅姐妹，让她也能够借着你的带领能够准确的来把讲言所讲的翻译出来，让我们听不懂英语的也能够用华语来领受真道，一起的来学习，来在灵里面得着益处。我们更是为着我们坐在台下的众人来祷告。天父，求主你用你的灵帮助我们，让我们不但是用耳朵来听，更是用心来领会，好叫我们所听的对我们的生命，对我们的灵命有帮助。我们求主引领一下时间，将感恩祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的生命，阿们。请坐。我们这时候就请郭牧师来。
Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
One of the most beneficial things in life is house moving.
那么生命中其中一个可以让我们有好处的一件事情呢，就是搬家。
It is not enjoyable, but it is very beneficial.
不是一个可以享受的过程，但是它却给我们带来了很多的好处。
It is beneficial because you realize how much you have accumulated so far in your life.
因为这个好处呢，是在于你搬家的过程呢，你会发现你的生命中呢，累积了多少的事物。
And many of the things you have accumulated have decayed, and you realize you don't need a lot of things.
那很多你所累积的这些东西呢，很多都已经腐坏了，然后你也发现说，原来你根本不需要这么多东西。
Ask a person who is planning to migrate from Singapore to another country.
那如果你问一个正在计划移民从新加坡移民到另外一个国家的人。
Then he will realize that the more things I bring over, the more I have to pay to carry them over.
那这个人会告诉你说，如果他要带越多的东西过去那个国家呢，他就必须付出更多的金钱。
Maybe it is cheaper if I throw them away and buy new stuff when I arrive.
或许他会告诉你呢，把这些东西丢掉，然后去到那个国家的时候才买新的呢，更为划算。
Many of the things we have.We actually don't need.
我们生命里面拥有的很多的东西呢，实际上我们并不需要它们。
When a person becomes a Christian, his attitude toward his possessions changes.
那么当一个人成为基督徒之后呢，他对他所拥有的一些东西的态度呢，就有了转变。
Matthew 6:19-23 teaches us to have a right and new attitude concerning the things we have.
那么马太福音第六章第十九到二十一节呢，就告诉我们说，我们必须对我们所拥有的东西呢，才有抱着怎样的态度。
Verse 25 to verse 32 teaches us to have the attitude that we hope to have.
那么第二十五到三十二节呢，教导我们呢，我们应有的一个态度。
You do not have them yet, but you hope to have them.
你或许现在没有这样的一个态度，但是你希望有这样的一个态度。
I believe everyone is in the same position.
我相信每一个人呢都是在一个同等的位置上的。
We all have some degree of possessions.
我们都有某种程度上我们都拥有某些东西。
We all have hopes to add to what we already have.
我们也希望说我们所拥有的呢能够增加。
Maybe as you grow older, you begin to have less of a hope of what you plan to have.
那么或许你越来越老的时候呢，你的这个希望呢，就是希望增添你所拥有的这些财宝呢，这个希望可能会越来越渺小。
When your body gets old, it begins to break down.You're lying in bed. You don't think of a lot of material things.
那么当你越来越老的时候呢，你的身体呢开始呢就不那么健康了，然后你可能就躺在床上呢，就没有不会花那么多时间去思想这些物质的东西。
For example, you can't see very well.
比如说你老眼昏花了。
In the past, when you are very young, you want to buy the latest.Latest television.
那么当你年轻的时候呢，你可能希望说买那个最这个科技最先进的这个电视机。
Now your eyes are dimming, you are going blind. I don't think what you worry about is to buy the latest television.
但是你现在老眼昏花了，看不清楚了，我不相信你心里想着的还是这个最先进的电视机。
But as long as you have a desire for things in the future, what you hope to have, then this morning's message is for all of us.
但是只要你心里呢还抱着一个对未来抱着一个希望，就是你希望未来能够拥有更多东西的这样的一个希望呢，那么今天今天的讲题呢就是给你的了。
So in relation to the things you already have.God says you cannot serve God and mammon.
那么针对你所已经拥有的东西呢，神说你不能够侍奉神，不能够同时侍奉神和马门。
Concerning the things you hope to have, God's word tells us your father knows.
那么针对你希望得到却还没有得到的呢，神告诉你说你的天父知道。
Your father knows what you and I need.
你父知道你和我所需要的一切。
This word know is comprehensive total knowledge.
这个知道呢是非常完全全面的这个知识的。
He knows what you need from the day you are born to the day you die.
你一出世呢到你去世的这段期间呢他都知道你所需的一切。
He knows everything about you, about me.
他知道你的一切知道我的一切。
And so he gave us three reasons in this passage, telling us, don't worry.
那么他就在这段经文里面给了我们三个理由，要我们不要忧虑。
Verse 25 and 26, he gives us the first reason.
那么第25和26节呢，他就给了我们第一个理由。
And the first reason is that because you are better.
那么25节和26节给我们的第一个理由呢是我们比其他的更好。
Not 其他 ，only the birds。
我们比那些天上的鸟儿还好。
Because they were now seated in the open field。
因为这些鸟儿呢是在这个旷野里的。
In the open field, there are a lot of birds flying up in the air。
那么在旷野里面呢，就天上有很多的飞鸟。
And Jesus used the birds that are flying in the air as an illustration to teach a very important lesson.
那么耶稣就用这个飞鸟呢来说明了一个非常重要的功课。
And so he says in verse 25, stop worrying about what you eat and what you drink in this life. Because your body...I'm sure is far more important than what you eat and what you drink.
那么25节告诉我们的是，不要为生命忧虑，要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，因为我们的生命肯定比这一切还来得重要。
God knows what you need to eat. God knows what you need to put on.
那么神知道我们需要吃什么，神也知道我们需要穿什么。
And then he used illustration number one in verse 26.
那么在26节他就用了第一个这个比喻来说明。
You ask yourself a very simple question.
那么你就问自己一个非常简单的问题。
When we work very hard, it is basically for food and clothing, isn't it?
当我们努力工作难道实际上就是为了吃的和穿的。
Maybe you can add the house under this category called clothing.
那么或许你可以把这个屋子呢也放在这个所穿的之下。
And people work day and night for these same things, food and clothing.
那么人们呢昼夜劳苦呢实际上就是为了穿的和这个吃的。
The problem is we want more than all these things.
问题是我们除了这穿的和这吃的呢我们希望得到更多。
We don't just want these things, we want the best of these things.
我们不只是想要有吃的和穿的我们想要有的呢是可以吃的更好穿的更好。
We are not happy with a $2.50 plate of chicken rice. We want to buy a plate of chicken rice that is worth $40.
那我们可能不满足于一盘两块半钱的这个鸡饭，我们希望能吃到呢一盘40元的这个鸡饭。
Someone told me that in Singapore, you can buy a bowl of bak kut teh soup with rice.And it will cost him 100 Singapore dollars.
那么有人就告诉我呢，在新加坡呢，你可以买到，你可以吃到这个肉骨茶，还有一碗饭呢。这个可是你必须付100元。
$100 for a bowl of meat and soup.
所以你可以看到，竟然有人卖这个肉骨茶和一碗饭呢，要价却是100元。
Opposite where I stay.There are two shops. One bowl is $5. The other one bowl is $4.
那么我家对面呢就有两间这个小吃店呢。那么两个小吃摊。那么其中一间呢，他卖的一碗呢是5块钱，另外一间呢卖的一碗是4块钱。
That to me is already very expensive.
对我来说，一碗5块和一碗4块呢已经是很贵了。
$100 for a bowl, I think that is.Sinful and that is a very, very good waste of money.
可是要我去吃100块钱一碗的这个肉骨茶呢，我觉得是非常非常浪费钱的。
But that is our problem, isn't it?
可是这就是我们的问题，不是吗？
We want people to think that I can afford $100 worth of bowl of soup.
我因为我要人家知道说，哎，我付得起这笔钱，我付得起100块钱来吃一碗肉骨茶。
He told me that there is this fish soup for $40 one bowl of fish soup.
那么有人也告诉我呢，说有人在卖一碗这个鱼片汤。要40元。
I did not know that there is a world such as this.
可是我从来都不知道竟然有这样的天价。
Then I asked him whether these shops have closed down. He says, no, these shops are flourishing.
那我就问那个人说，这间这个小食摊是不是已经关门了？但是这个人告诉我说，生意兴隆啊。
You mean there are people in Singapore who will pay that kind of money to eat that kind of food? He says, yes, many.
那我就问他说，新加坡真的有这样的人吗？愿意付40块钱来吃这个鱼片汤？他告诉我，是的，很多人愿意这么做。
When you become a Christian, your thinking must change.
但是当你到成为一个基督徒之后呢，你的想法必须改变。
You don't eat to impress people.
你所吃的呢，并不是为了要让人家留下深刻的印象。
You don't eat to show off.
你所吃的东西呢，并不是为了要炫耀。
To tell the world that I can afford all these things.
不需要告诉人说我付得起。
If you ever think that when you ever do that, then you are a very, very poor person.
那如果你是这样的一个人呢，实际上你是一个非常贫乏的人了。
Because you think that you are a somebody in the eyes of the people around you, that you can afford this, so therefore I'm somebody because I have this.
因为你认为说在人的眼里呢，只要你付得起这么昂贵的这个价格呢，你就是一个很厉害的人了。
Jesus says to us as Christians, you look at the birds in the air.
但是我们的耶稣告诉我们呢，你看看天上的飞鸟。
Now these are wild birds.
这些飞鸟呢都是没有人饲养的。
These are not the expensive birds that you find in the bird park.
也不是我们在这个飞禽公园里面找到的那些比较珍贵的这些鸟。
This may be the kind of parallel that you find in our country would be the little sparrows that you find flying all over Singapore. Nobody wants them.
那如果你说在新加坡呢，这些飞鸟实际上就是所谓的这些麻雀了。这些麻雀是没有人要养它们的。
And so Jesus told the congregation, you look up into the sky, look at all these wild birds that you don't even bother to look at them.
那么这个耶稣就告诉会众说，你看看这个抬头看看这个天上的飞鸟呢，是非常的多，但是没有人会看他们一眼。
Do you see them sowing?
你有没有看过这些飞鸟他们有播种呢？
Do you see them reaping?
你有看到他们收割吗？
Do you see them gathering into barns?
你有看到他们积蓄在仓里吗？
Now, these are all very hard work.
这些都是非常劳力的工作。
These are the verbs that are used to describe a farmer's life.
这些就是播种、收割、积蓄在仓里呢，形容的是一个农夫的生活。
A farmer waits for the rain to come to soften the ground after winter.
那么冬天过后呢，农夫呢会等待这个春雨来使这个土地柔软。
He knows he cannot be lazy. If he is too late, he cannot have a good harvest. He must work right on time.
他知道呢，他必须努力，他不能懒惰，因为如果他错过了那个时机呢，他就没有办法播种了。
Because if he wants to grow corn, corn has a limited, a fixed period of time for it to grow from seed all the way. Time cannot be shortened or cannot be lengthened. It's fixed.
这个生殖期呢是已经固定了的，你不能够拉长或者拉短。
So when it is time to sow, he must sow, whether he is sick or not sick, he has to sow.
所以到了播种的时候呢，他就必须播种，他不能够等待。
And so he prepares the ground, he plants the seed.
所以他就必须松那个泥土，然后他必须播种。
Then he'll wait for the latter rain to come.
然后他就必须等待雨水的降临。
And then when he sees the crops growing taller and already ripe, ready for harvesting, then he will start reaping and harvesting.
那么当玉米长成之后呢，他就要收割了。
Again, it must be precise timing, not too early, not too late.
这个时机也是非常重要的，不能太早，不能太迟。
Because the rain and the strong wind can come and destroy the crop, so he must do it fast.
因为如果他不收割的话，他延迟收割的话呢，他可能那个雨水和暴风呢，就会可能会摧毁他的稻田。
And he has to build big barns to store all the harvest that he brings in.
那他必须准备这个货仓呢，来积蓄这些玉米。
It will take months for him to do all this.
他做这些呢，需要几个月的时间。
And whatever he gathers, it must be enough to last him for the entire year before he next start to plant again.
那么他所积蓄在仓里的呢，必须足够养活他就是接下来的日子，直到下一个播种的日子。
And he will have to do this year after year, year after year, year after year.
而且他必须年复一年的这么做。
Then you look at these birds. They don't sow, they don't reap, they have no barns.
那么你看这些飞鸟呢？它们不播种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。
And they are alive.
可是它们还活着。
Who feeds them?
那谁养活它们呢？
The Bible says God feeds them.
圣经告诉我们，天父也就是神养活它们。
Are you not better than these birds?
难道你不比这些飞鸟还来得重要吗？
And so the first reason is because you are better.
所以第一个理由是我们比这些飞鸟还贵重得多。
You are better than all of God's creation.
我们比神所创造的一切万物呢都来得贵重。
Do you realize what that means when we become Christians?
你知道当我们成为基督徒之后呢，那个意义到底是什么吗？
This was not the case when you were a sinner without Christ.
因为当你还是罪人，你没有耶稣的时候呢，你是没有办法了解的。
Now that you have become a Christian, there is a change in your relationship with God.
可是当你成为基督徒之后，你和神的这个关系呢，有了转变。
God does not only take care of the birds, God takes care of all the animals, all the creatures that He has created.
神呢，并不只是养活天上的飞鸟，他养活所有他双手所创造的这些动物和一切。
God used the birds as an illustration because the birds were all there up in the sky as he preached this sermon on the mount.
耶稣之所以会用这个飞鸟呢作为比喻，是因为当时他在传讲这个道理的时候呢，他们坐在这个旷野里面，然后天上有非常多的飞鸟，他们都能够看见。
So Jesus says, "Don't worry about your clothing."
所以耶稣说，你们不需要就是忧虑你们所穿的。
Don't worry about your children's clothing.
也不需要忧虑你孩子所穿的。
God will take care of them.
因为神会就是照顾你们。
You make sure that you know God through Christ.
但是你要确保的是你要借着耶稣来认识神。
You make sure your children knows God through Christ.
你要确保你的孩子呢也是借着耶稣来认识神。
That is the most important thing as parents.
那么作为父母的话呢，这是最重要的了。
Because parents are very, very anxious and concerned about their children's future.
因为这个做家长的呢，他们非常担心他们孩子的未来。
And they think that education is the answer to all our children's future problems, right?
那么他们就认为说，教育呢是解决他们这个孩子未来的问题。
So that means they must all go through university. That means they must all study very hard.
也就表示说他们的孩子必须努力的读书，然后必须考到一张大学文凭。
And so we have many many parents hiring tutors to teach their children.
所以我们就看到很多父母呢，他们就聘请这个补习老师来为他们的孩子补习。
God says that is not right.
但是神告诉我们说这是不对的。
The most important thing in your children's life is to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior.
你孩子生命中最重要的呢，是要来认识主耶稣作为他的救主。
Once they change from sinners to saints, everything about them will change. God will take care of them.
那么，只要他们一旦他们从罪人呢转变成圣徒呢，他们的一切都会改变，他们和神的关系也会改变，神会照顾他们。
Your Father knows that you are far better than any of His creatures.
我们的天父知道我们比任何的一切动物呢来的贵重。
How many of you employ a tutor to teach your children the Bible?
那么我们在座的各位有哪一个呢聘请了补习老师来为这个孩子呢补习圣经呢？有没有人呢
？Maths tuition tutor for maths?
还是请补习老师来补习数学呢？有没
有 tutor for Chinese?
或者补习华文呢
？Tutor for English?
补习这个英文呢
？For science?
或者补科学呢
？But for Bible，
可是补圣经的有没有呢
？How come？
为什么呢
？Elder Chong will charge not very high。
因为中长老可以免费替你们补这个圣经。
That's our problem, isn't it?
这就是我们的问题了，不是吗？
We focus on the wrong thing.
我们所专注的都是错误的事情。
And then when our children come back, they fail and they do not get into this top school, we get very worried.
那当我们的孩子回来呢？哇，他们考试不及格了，没有办法去到顶尖的学府，我们就开始担心了。
We think the piece of paper from the university is the answer to our children's problems and children's hopes.
因为我们认为说大学文凭这个一纸文凭呢是他们未来和他们未来的答案。
That is the lie of Satan.
这是撒旦的谎言啊。
You trust in the Lord.
我们必须信靠的是我们的神。
Your father knows that you are better than all his creation.
因为你的天父知道你比他所有的这个造物呢都来得重要。
He will take care of you.
他会看顾你。
He will take care of your children.
他也会看顾你的孩子。
Your future is in his hands.
你的未来呢在他的手，掌握在他的手中。
The next thing we worry about is food, isn't it?
那我们
So it's clothing.
那刚才我们说的是那我们另一个我们担心的是我们所穿的。
God will take care of our children's food that will keep us alive.
那么我们的神呢会就是确保呢我们的孩子呢有东西吃，好叫我们能够生存下去。
Please remember and understand that God does not need food to keep us alive.
但是我们必须知道呢，我们神不需要通过这个食物来使我们可以有生命。
Moses was up on Mount Sinai, spent 40 days and 40 nights with God, no food, no water, and when he walked back down, he was very healthy and very much alive.
那么我们看到在旧约里面呢，摩西在这个西乃山上呢，他40天40晚都不吃不喝，但是这之后呢，当他下到了山脚呢，他还是健健康康的。
God can use food to keep us alive, but He is not dependent upon food to keep you and me alive.
神可以用食物呢让我们继续生存，但是他也，但是这不是必要的这个条件。
So if you are alive now, it is not because of the food you eat, it is because of God's grace and God's mercy.
那我们今天还活在这里呢，并不是因为我们所吃的食物，而是靠着我们的神的恩典和神的怜悯。
You can eat the best food on planet Earth and you can just suddenly drop dead and die.
你可以吃这个世上最珍贵的这个食物，然后你可以马上就暴毙而死。
That's why God says, don't worry about food.
所以神告诉我们说，不要忧虑你要吃什么。
Don't worry about your clothing as well.
你也不需要为你的衣裳来忧虑。
Verse 27, which of you by taking thought, that is by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?
二十七节就说，你们哪一个能用思虑，也就是你的忧虑呢，来使寿数多加一刻呢？
Can your life be expanded, be lengthened by worrying? Of course not.
我们不可能用我们的忧虑呢，因为我们的忧虑呢，而使我们这个寿数来增添。
So don't worry about what you eat. Look at the birds. Don't worry about what you wear. God says, now you look at the lilies of the field.
那么神说，你不要忧虑你所吃的，你看那飞鸟呢，神会养活它。那么你也不要忧虑你所穿的那他现在呢，就用野地里的百合花来加以说明了。
Now remember, they are seated now in the mount, in the plains, and look up, you see the birds, look around them, they see all these wild lilies.
那么当时呢，这个听这个耶稣证道的这些人呢，他们坐在这个旷野中，他们抬头呢就看到飞鸟，他们往周围一看呢，就看到野地里的百合花。
These lilies are wildflowers.
这些百合花呢，也是所谓的野花。
They are not like the flowers you see at the garden of the bay.
并不是我们在花园里面看到的。
Those are very expensive.
那些是非常昂贵的。
You cut them, you pull them, you go to jail.
如果你在公园里面呢，随便乱采花的话呢，你可能会坐牢。
These are the wild lilies that nobody wants.
可是这些野地里的百合花呢，是没有人要的。
Maybe a very cheapskate boyfriend may go there and cut there and take and give to the girlfriend.
可能一个很烂的男朋友呢，他会去那边采这些野花呢，送给他的女朋友。
So the people look at these wild lilies and nobody cares.
那么这些人呢，他们看到野地里的百合花呢，他们根本都不在乎。
You see how they grow? They never work. They never spin, and you see how they grow to be so beautiful.
可是你看这些百合花, 他们也不劳苦, 也不防线, 但是他们却可以长得如此漂亮。
And so Jesus compared what these wild lilies are like with the best king Israel ever had, and that was Solomon.
那么耶稣呢, 就用这个百合花呢, 来比较 这个以色列最好的王, 也就是这个所罗门。
And then Jesus says, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these wild lilies.
那么耶稣就说, 所罗门最最荣华的时候呢, 他所穿戴的却还不如这花。
I did not know that there is a shop that sells a t-shirt that is worth about $800-$900.
我并不知道新加坡有这样的一间店呢, 他卖的这个, 汉衫那个T恤呢, 一件呢, 要八九百块。
I was tempted to go in and touch the material to see what it's like.
我非常想进去这个店呢, 来摸一摸这个昂贵的这个T恤呢, 的这个材料呢, 到底有多好。
And then when I look at the people who serve the customers, they dress so much nicer than me, I dare not go in.
可是我看到这个店员呢, 他们所穿戴的比我还要, 比我还要美, 所以我就不敢进去了。
So then walk outside the, look at the window, how they display, and then look at the price, $800-$900 for a t-shirt, then I look at mine.
那我只好就是在这个店外徘徊, 看着这个, 就是这些, 窗口那边所摆放的这些T恤, 我就觉得说这些T恤为什么这么贵, 会比我的贵上这么多。
I mean a T-shirt is a T-shirt, isn't it? No?
因为一件T恤就是一件T恤嘛。
I mean when you put it on, I mean, how do you feel? I mean, $800-$900, you look at this shirt, $800-$900.
那你穿上一件八九百块钱的这个T恤, 你会有怎样的感觉呢?
How do you wash it? You put in a washing machine?
那你怎么去洗它呢? 是不是用洗衣机洗呢?
Or you carefully wash it after you take it off slowly. It's like washing $800 of money.
还是用手慢慢的、小心的, 去揉搓它呢? 就好像, 在搓一叠钞票一样。
You dare not even squeeze it too hard to dry, because just in case you squeeze too hard, the thing won't come back to shape, and then $800 gone.
而且你非常担心说你不可以用力的去, 挤这个T恤, 拧干这个T恤, 因为你担心说你太过用力的话, 这个T恤可能会走样了。
And Solomon's garment is far, far better than all these.
那我们知道这个所罗门他是, 他所穿戴的呢, 比这些什么八九百块的T恤还来得更好。
And yet God says, these wild lilies that all of you don't even bother to look at, they are far better than Solomon's best garment.
可是耶稣却告诉我们, 这些你们不看在眼里的, 野地里的百合花呢, 他们却比这个所罗门最好的衣裳还来得好。
If you don't believe, you look under a microscope, you take one petal of these wild lilies, you look under the microscope, and then you take the best garment that this world can ever make, you put it under the microscope, and you realize that how intricate the design is, it can never be compared with God's design for the lilies.
如果你不相信的话, 你就把这个百合花的一朵花瓣呢, 还有这个最好的衣裳呢, 放到显微镜下呢, 去研究一番, 然后你就会发现, 不管这个衣裳呢, 它的这个构造呢, 有多么的精致呢, 它都比不上神所创造的这个花了。
Now if God were to take the trouble to create this wild lily so intricately, so beautiful in its design, far better than what any man can make, and these grass of the field appears only for a moment, appears in the day, and by noontime it is dry up, cast into the oven, how much more you?
我们看到这些野地里的百合花，这野地里的草呢, 它今天是还在的, 可是明天它就可能会干了, 然后就会被丢在炉里, 可是神呢, 却这么, 精心的去创造它, 那么我们就可以看到说, 神对我们是更为, 看重的了。
These lilies appear very beautiful, very fresh early in the morning.
因为我们知道这些百合花呢, 它在早晨的时候呢, 是非常漂亮的, 是盛开的。
By end of the day, it is dried up.
可是一天之后呢, 他们就干瘪了。
And then the next day, the women will come and cut them off and take them and use them to heat up the oven to bake their bread.
那么隔天呢，妇女们呢就会把这些已经干枯的这个百合花剪了下来，然后就拿来当丢在炉里当这个燃料。
They just appear for a short while, just for men to appreciate the beauty of the bright yellow, the bright orange, the bright red color. No particular function, and then after that dried up, they used to throw into the oven to be burnt up. And yet God says this design is far better than what any man can make for you for your clothing.
那么我们看到这个百合花呢，它只是昙花一现的，它也没有什么功能，它就是让人去欣赏、去享受它的美丽。可是我们看到这百合花呢，它早晨是盛开的，晚上呢却被人家丢在炉里了。那么神就告诉我们说，他甚至愿意为这些百合花给予他这样美丽的装饰，更何况是我们呢？
You think God will not clothe you?
所以如果神可以这样对待百合花的话，
You think God will not clothe your children?
难道他就不会为你穿戴好的衣裳吗？
That you have to prepare for them an inheritance?
难道他就不会看顾你的孩子吗？
That you got to work so hard thinking that I am the one who's preparing for my children?
难道他就不会为你的孩子预备未来吗？以至于你会认为说你必须靠你自己的劳力来为你的孩子准备你的他预备他们的未来吗？
Jesus says, O ye of little faith.
那么主耶稣基督就在这里说，你们这小信的人啊。
Do you not have faith to trust in God?
难道你没有这个信心来信靠神吗？
So the first reason is you are better.
那么我们看到第一个理由呢，是我们比神的造物呢还要贵重。
The second reason is because you have faith.
那么第二个理由呢，是我们有这个信心。
Every believer has faith.
因为每一个信徒呢都有信心。
You must now exercise the faith and trust in God.
我们必须用这个信心来信靠神。
He takes care of the wild lilies. You look at the plants. That's our problem. In Singapore, no plants.
那么我们要耶稣就告诉我们说，你要看这野地里的百合花。可是我们作为新加坡人，在新加坡呢，问题就是我们很少看到这些植物花朵。
Every plant that we put in our home, you have to pay for it.
因为我们比如说我们在家里种植的这些花花草草呢，都是必须用钱买的。
Maybe you go to Tuas, go to some outskirts of Singapore, then you go and enjoy the green grass or see some flowers, those wildflowers. You look at them.Nobody cares, it's in the jungle, nobody knows, and yet God knows, and God designed them, God made them, and God placed them there.
那么或许我们可以到大市或者新加坡的一些郊外去呢，看看这些就是草地上的这些小花小草，那我们就可以发现说每一个小花每一个小草呢，都是神所精心设计，神所精心创造的。
God will take care of you.
那么神既然会养活这些花草，神也会照顾我们。
Your father knows what you need.
因为你的天父知道你所需的一切。
He knows how much you need to eat.
他知道你需要吃些什么。
He knows how much you need to wear.
他也知道你需要穿什么。
So that your faith and your trust in him may continue to grow.
好叫你对他的信心呢能够一天一天的增长。
When you want to be greedy,You want to have more than all that you need, that's when the problem comes.
但是当你心里觉得不足够，你希望得到更多，你非常贪婪的时候呢，问题就来了。
First thing we do is we stop serving. No time.
首先呢，我们可能就会说，哦，我没有时间再侍奉神了。
I must work to make more money for clothing and for food.
我必须努力工作，赚更多的钱来吃来穿。
There was one person of a church.Where the deacon asked him, "Why don't you come back to church on Sunday?"
那么有一个教会呢，有一个人呢，他的执事就问他说，为什么你星期天不要来教会呢？
Do you know what was his answer to the deacon?
你知道这个人他的答案是什么吗？
I work on Sunday. You pay me three times, and then I will come back to church.
他说我需要在主日工作啊，除非你给我多三倍的这个钱，我就可以来教会。
The sad part was that he was a graduate of FEBC.
令人难过的是，这个人呢是毕业于这个远东神学院的。
He left his calling, he left the church for the world.
可是他却背弃了他的呼召，就是离开了这个教会。
Does he have head knowledge? Plenty of head knowledge.
他有没有关于这个神学的知识呢？有很多。
Does he have faith? No faith, zero.
可是他有信心吗? 完全没有。
We as Christians, God says, you must have faith, you must trust me.
神告诉我们说, 作为基督徒, 我们必须有信心, 我们必须信靠他。
Don't allow what you seek after the things to ruin you and to destroy you.
我们不要让我们所追求的事物呢, 来摧毁我们。
Because your life on earth is very precious and important.
因为我们在世的生命呢, 是非常宝贵的, 非常重要的。
When you love the world, you go after the things of the world, you're going to be a bad testimony.
因为如果我们爱这个世界, 我们追求这世界的东西呢, 我们将会成为一个非常, 不好的这个见证。
Every second you go after the world is a second lost forever.
因为你所花在追求这世界的每一分每一秒呢, 实际上都已经丧失了。
That means you're 1 second less to serve God and to glorify God.
就代表说你在这世上的日子呢, 就失去了这一分也一和一秒, 也就是表示说, 你侍奉神的这个时间呢, 也失去了这一分和一秒。
That's why Jesus wants us to know that your Father knows what you need.
所以耶稣要我们知道说, 我们的天父知道我们所需的一切。
Your Father knows what your children need.
你的天父也知道你孩子所需的一切。
Don't worry, but trust him.
不要忧虑, 要信靠他。
And the third reason is given in verse 31 and 32.
那么第三个理由呢, 我们可以在31和32节找到。
And so Jesus concludes, therefore take no thought. At the beginning in verse 25, he says, take no thought. This time in verse 31, he says, stop worrying. Saying, don't say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we be clothed? Don't worry about all these things. For all these things, the Gentiles, the unbelievers, they seek after these things. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Your Father knows.
那么第31节呢, 耶稣说, 就不要忧虑, 吃什么, 喝什么, 穿什么, 因为这都是外邦人所求的, 那么你们所需用的这一切东西呢, 你们的天父是知道的。
The third reason is because you are God's children.
那么我们看到的第三个理由就是, 我们是神的子民, 神的儿女。
Are you a good father?
那你是不是一个好的父亲呢?
You do your best to provide for your children, isn't it?
你, 竭尽所能呢, 就是为你的孩子提供他们所需的一切。
We work very hard to make sure that we give to our children the best we could afford.
那么我们努力工作呢, 把最好的呢, 给了我们的孩子。
We give them the best food, the best clothing, the best education that we can afford.
那么我们在我们能力所及的范围内呢, 就为他们提供最好的食物, 最好的穿戴, 然后最好的教育。
If a father doesn't do any of these things and he is lazy, he sleeps, he drinks, he gambles, what kind of father would you call him?
那么如果一个父亲他并没有这么做呢, 而是, 整天睡觉, 偷懒, 喝酒, 赌博的话呢, 你要怎么样说这样的一个父亲是怎么?
You call him a derelict father, isn't it?
那么这个父亲不是一个好的父亲。
He is a lazy father. He's a terrible father. He doesn't care for his children.
他是一个懒惰的父亲, 他根本不照顾自己的孩子。
You think God is like that?
你认为我们的天父是这样的吗?
You think your heavenly father is like that?
你认为我们在天上的父是这样的吗?
Do you not know that he is all powerful?
难道你不知道他是全能的吗?
Just as you want to give your best to your children, you think your father will not give the best for you?
就如同你 想竭尽所能呢, 把最好的给你的孩子, 难道我们的天父就不想把最好的给我们吗?
He loved you.
我们的天父是爱你的。
He loved us when we were sinners.
他是爱我们的, 当我们还是罪人的时候就爱我们了。
When we were sinners, He loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候, 他就爱了我们, 然后甚至将他的, 独生子主, 耶稣基督赐给我们, 为我们而死。
And now that you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior, you are now His son, you are now His daughter. You think He will not care for you?
那么现在你已经接受主耶稣作为你的救主, 你就成为神的儿女了, 难道神不会看顾你吗?
When the Bible says that Jesus knows even the number of hair on your head, you know what that means?
那么圣经告诉我们说我们的天父知道我们头上的 这个头发到底有几根, 你知道这个意思是什么吗?
You know, at first I thought this is what it means.
那我本来以为是这样的意思。
More hair, more difficult to know. Less hair, you know, don't have to know too much because now I got less hair, don't have to know so much.
我本来以为就是说，头上有越多的头发呢，就需要知道越多；那么头上有越少的头发呢，就不需要知道太多。
And then I realized that that's not the meaning.
但是后来我发现这个意思并不是这样的。
Because when I listen to the radio, I realize that when people talk about hair, how much you must grow your hair and so on, they say every day how many number of hairs fall off and how many new number of hairs keep on growing.
那么可是我就听这个电台广播的时候呢，我就发现人们一直在说这个有关这个头发长头发的问题呢，他们就有说到说每一天呢可以掉多少头发，然后每一天呢又会长多少头发。
That means the number of hair on our head keeps on changing every moment of every day.
这也就意味着呢，我们的这个头发呢，每一分每一秒每一天呢，都在不停的有这个变数。
Every time it drops, the number changes.
因为它一掉呢，这个头上的这个头发的根数呢就不一样了。
Every time a new one grows, it changes.
那么有新的长出来呢，这个头发的这个数目又不一样了。
God used this to tell us, that's how intimate I know you.
那么神就用这个说明啊，来这个头发来说明了他和我们的关系是多么的亲密的。
Even something so insignificant in your life. Now, how many of you bother about how much hair you have? You don't bother, isn't it? Whether it falls or not. This number, you don't know, I don't know, because it keeps changing, and it's so insignificant, and yet God tells us, I know.
那么我们就是这个长头发的这个头发的这个根数呢，实际上我们并不是非常的去在意它，因为每天都掉，每天又会长。
The most insignificant thing in your life, I know very intimately. Every second when it changes, I'm aware of it. You think I don't care for you? You think I don't know?
所以这件事呢，是我们生命里面非常微小，非常是我们并不看在眼里的一个小事。但是神却告诉我们说，他和我们的这个关系是多么的亲密，以至于他这么微小的事情，他都会注意到，他都知道。
That's why don't worry.
所以他叫我们不要忧虑。
Your Heavenly Father.He knows.
你的天父是知道的。
You just make sure that you know him as your heavenly father.
我们要确保的是我们必须认识他。
You make sure that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior truly in your heart.
我们要确保的是我们真心诚意的接受主耶稣作为我们的救主。
And as parents, the most important thing in your life is to make sure that your children also know Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
那么作为家长的呢，你最重要，对你来说最重要的就是要确保你的孩子呢也来认识主耶稣，并接受他作为他们的救主。
Because when your children becomes children of God, God will be the heavenly Father, and God will take care of them just as He will take care of you.
因为当你的孩子呢成为神的儿女的话呢，那么神也就成了他们在天上的父。那么就如同我们的天父会照顾我们一样，我们在天上的父也会。也同样的也会看过我们的孩子。
So whether you are around or not around, God the Father will take care of your children, isn't it?
所以不管你是否在他们的身旁，我们在天上的父都会看过你的孩子。
That's why as parents, please pray for your children. Don't worry about their future. Don't worry about their food. Don't worry about their clothing. Tell them to study hard for God's glory. God knows. God takes care of them.
所以我们做家长的呢，就要为我们的孩子祷告，不要为他们的未来，不要为他们所吃的穿的来忧虑，而是要教他们好好的读书。而这好好的读书是为了什么呢？是为了神的荣耀。
Every morning commit them to the Lord.
那每天早上呢，我们要将他们交托给神。
Every night before you sleep, commit them to the Lord.
每天晚上睡觉之前呢，也要将他们交托给神。
Do this every day of your life.
每天呢都要这么做。
Their future is not in your hands.
因为他们的未来并不是掌握在我们的手中。
Just as your future is not in your hands.
就如同你的未来并不掌握在你的手中一样。
It is in the hand of our loving Heavenly Father.
因为我们的未来都掌握在我们爱我们的天父的手里。
Just as He knows everything about you, He knows everything about all of His children.
就如同我们的天父知道我们所需的一切，他也知道我们孩子所需的一切。
Trust Him.
所以我们要信靠他。
Because you are better than all his creation.
我们要信靠他，因为我们比他所创造的万物呢还来得贵重。
Trust him because he has really given you the faith to trust him.
我们要信靠他，因为他已经赐给了我们这样的一个信心来信靠他。
Trust him because you are God's children.
我们要信靠他，因为我们是他的儿女。
And therefore your father knows.
因为你的天父是知道的。
He will always give to us the best. So whether it is sickness or adversities or trials, don't worry, keep on trusting him. He knows.
所以不论是, 病痛, 或者是逆境, 或者是困难, 我们都要信靠他, 因为他是知道的。
He will always know.
他永远都知道。
He knows when we are born, he knows when we will die.
他知道我们几时生, 几时死。
Continue to trust him.
所以我们要继续的, 不断地去信靠他。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
爱我们,怜悯我们的,
we thank thee, O Lord, for salvation that we have in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord, as your blood-bought children, to continue to trust in you.
主啊, 你用, 你的宝血救赎了我们,
help us, O Lord, not to worry.
叫我们不要忧虑。
Help us to cast all our cares before thee.
将我们所有的重担呢, 都, 放在你那里, 交托给你。
For as our loving Heavenly Father, you know what is best for us.
因为你是爱我们的天父, 你知道我们, 什么对我们来说才是最好的。
You will take care of all that we need.
你也会看顾照料我们所需的一切。
We know that our lives are in your loving hands.
因为我们的生命在你, 爱我们的, 在你的双手里。
Teach us never to worry, but to trust.
教导我们不要忧虑, 而是要信靠你。
For our Heavenly Father knows all things.
因为我们的天父知道一切。
And He will give to us what is best for us.
他会将最好的赐给我们。
That our faith and our trust in Thee may increase.
好叫我们对你的信心每日都增添。
Hear our cry, O Lord, for Jesus' sake.
为着主耶稣基督的名求主。
In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray.
求主聆听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名而求。
Amen.